We're up to Perek Chamisha, also the 15th chapter of the Laws of Prayer. It's under the subsection Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, the Laws of the Blessings of the Kohanim. The most standard Rambams, this will be in Daf Lamed Beis. Shishadvarim Monim Nesias Kapayim. There are six things which are critical, and if they're not proper, you cannot have the priestly blessings, the Birchas Kohanim. Haloshan, the language, Vamumin, blemishes, vavera and sin, vashanim and years, vayayin and wine, v'tumas yadayim if the hands are unclean. Now this will be discussed. Malashin ketad, language, how so? Ho ilgin, shin mutzinas aosios kitukunam, people who do not speak and pronounce the letters properly. Kigon shakar la alfin einin ula einin alfin, they pronounce an aleph and an ayin the same way. An aleph sounds like an ayin and an ayin sounds like an aleph. Oli shibolas sibolas. They pronounce the shin of shibolas as a si, as a samach, as sibolas. Ukiyotzban or other such errors. He knows it as kapan, they do not say the birchas kohanim, the blessings of the kohen. Chen kivde per kivde lashon shein devrim nikrim lachol. People who are heavy tongued, their words are not intelligible by everyone. He knows it as kapan, they do not say the blessings of the kohanim. Rachabez, hamumen ketzad, blemishes, how so? Kohen sheish mumen befanav or biyadav or beraglav, a kohen who has blemishes in his face, his hands, or his feet. Tagon, for example. Shayu etzbaos of akumos or akushos, his fingers were crooked or bent to a side. O shahayu yadav bohakonios, or he had splotches all over his hands, very freckled all over. Lo yisus kapov, he shouldn't lift his hands and give the brachas kohanim. Yishua mistaklim bo, because the people stare at him. Misha yariro yored al zakono, if his saliva was running down his beard, down his face. Bishal shemidavra, when he speaks. Chenesum abachsmeina, with someone blind in one eye. Lo yisus kapov, he shouldn't pick up his hands in blessing. For the same reason that people will be distracted by staring at him. Vaya dosh biiro, if he was well known in the city, Vahakala Yurigilim, Bazeha Suma, Bakas Meinov, or Bazeh Shavir Azov. Everyone knew, was used to the person blind in an eye, or whose saliva ran down his face. Then it's mutter, it's permitted, Lepishen is talking about, because they don't look at him and stare at him. Somebody whose hands were dyed with these various kinds of dyes, Lehizus Kapov, you should not say the Birchas Kohanim. If most of the people of the city work with these dyes, mutter is permitted, because they do not stare at him. Halacha Gimel. Avera ketzad, sin, how so? Kohen shehargas nefesh, a Kohen who killed someone, af mishos atshuva, even though he repented. Yisus kapov, should not lift his hands in blessing. Shenemar, as it says, yadechem domim maleil, your hands are filled with blood. And it says, when you spread out your hands, I will not answer you, because they're filled with blood. The Kohen who worshipped idols, whether by force or by accident, even though he repented, he never says the blessings. Shenemar, as it says, the Kohanim of the altars should not be allowed to serve in the temple. The Kesef Mishnah asks, he says, how do you know that even somebody who was forced to do it is disqualified? And he doesn't have an answer to that question. Ubracha kavodahi. Now, they're talking about serving in the temple that they're disqualified, and the Rambam says the priestly blessing is like service. Shenem, as it says, l'shar solavarach b'shmo, to serve him and to bless in his name. V'chein kohen shemir l'akum, a kohen who converted to a pagan idolatrous religion, even though he didn't actually worship the idols, which he would be disqualified in any case. Even though he came back to Judaism, in a gnosis kap of lalam, he can never lift his hands in the Birchas Kohanim. The Shara, various other sins, in and monin, do not stop him from saying the blessing. Dalit. Hashanim ketzad, years, how so? Kohen nar, a young Kohen, lo yisus kap of, should not lift his hands up, achismal is gone until his beard becomes filled out. Yayin ketzad, wine, how so? Mishashos, Rubis, Yayin, Batsachas, drinking a quarter of a log of wine at one time, And in Enos' cup, if he doesn't lift his hands in blessing, Achiosis Yenomel, till he removes his wine from him, till he sobers up. Bishuk Shabrach Lavodu, because the blessing is compared to the service, which is not allowed to be done while under the influence of wine. Shasar Visavish Te Palm, if he drank a quarter of a log or a vias of wine in two different times. Or Shinasan Tochmat Mayim, or he added a little water to dilute it somewhat. Mutter is permitted. And Shasar Yosem Revias, even if he drank more than the measure of a revias, Afi Shahaya Mazug, even if it was mixed with water, Afi Shasal Bachama Palmim, even though he drank it on a number of times, not all at once, or he uses Kapa, if he shouldn't lift his hands in blessing, Achiyasis Yenamayalov, till he removes his wine. Kami Revias, how do we measure a revias? Cubically. Atzbayim, Alatzbayim, Barum Atzbayim, Vachatzietzba, Vachomashetzba, Vagudal. 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 2 7/10 fingers, using the thumb as the finger. Zeratzba Shemoshim Babuchalachar Kula Yagudal, Vonuka Bo and Yad. This is the finger with which we measure for all matters of the Torah, and it is known as the Gudal, and it is also called the Bo and Yad, the thumb. Hey, Tumas Yadayim Ketzad, the impurity of the hands, how so? A Kohen who did not wash his hands should not lift his hands in blessing. Anotlis Yadav at a perek, he washes his hands till the joint. Kederach Shemakachin Avoda, just as you wash before serving in the temple. Then he blesses. Lift up your hands in holiness and bless God. The Ketzav Mishnah says that it's clear that the Rambam holds that you do not have to wash your hands specially if you washed your hands already in the morning. Rashi learns that you have to wash your hands again. From the fact that the Rambam doesn't say tahara sayodayim, that you have to positively purify your hands, it's clear that he holds that the disqualification is if your hands are unclean because you didn't wash them in the morning. The Ketzav Mishnah also quotes the son of the Rambam, Rav Avraham, who clearly states also that according to his father, he doesn't have to wash his hands especially for that. As long as he washed it in the morning, it's enough. Someone desecrated, born of a Kohen whose mother was not kosher to be married unto a Kohen. He doesn't lift his hands in blessings because he's no longer a Kohen. Vav. A Kohen who did not have any of these matters that stop one from lifting the hands in blessing. Even if he's not wise, he's not careful in observance of mitzvahs. O shall you abris Ranan and Akhrav, or there were rumors that people spread about him that he does sins. O shall Ohio Masamatan Batzedek, or he was not honest in his business dealings. Hareza no says Kappa, if he does lift his hands in blessing, then monomoso you do not stop him. If you shazum mitzvah sasei, I'll call Kohen Vikohen, Shroilan says Kapayim. This is a positive commandment for every Kohen who's fit to lift his hands in blessing. Vidom Lodum Rasha, Hosef Resha, Vimanamin mitzvahs. You don't tell a wicked person, do another wickedness by not doing this mitzvah. I mean, if he's obligated, he's obligated. True, he's wicked, but if he wouldn't do this mitzvah, he'd be even more wicked. Zayin, Valtatama v'toma, don't wonder and say, matol birchas hed yitzeh, what will help the blessing of this plain person, who is not very righteous? Shinkivu abracha toli b'kohanim, the acceptance of the blessing doesn't depend on the kohanim, but in God. As it says, they will put my name over the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The Kohanim do the mitzvah that they were commanded to. And Hashem, with his compassion, blesses the Jews according to his desire. Ches. The people standing behind the Kohanim are not included in the blessing. Those standing on the side aren't included. If there was a barrier between the Kohanim and the people being blessed, even an iron wall, since their faces are facing the Kohanim, they are included in the blessing. Tess. The lifting of the hands and blessing is with 10, including the Kohanim. A shul that they're all Kohanim, they all lift their hands in blessing. Who are they blessing? To their brethren in the north and their brethren in the south. Amen. Who's going to answer Amen? Hanashim v'taf, the women, the children. If there's another 10 Kohanim in addition to the Kohanim who went up to the platform to do the blessings, the 10 answer, Amen, v'shamer v'rachim, the rest blessed. So you would leave 10 of them down to be the congregation, and the other Kohanim would give the blessing. Yud. Tiba shlohaya behen kohen el shech tiba levado le'izas kapov. Congregation that didn't have a kohen, just the reader. If he's the reader is the only kohen, he shouldn't lift his hands in blessing because he might get confused. If he was confident that he could lift his hands in blessing and return to his prayers, continue saying them out loud, he's permitted. If there's no kohen at all, when the reader reaches the prayer of Sim Shalom Omer, he says, Hashem, our God, a God of our fathers, bless us with the threefold blessing that's in the Torah, that's written through the hands of Moshe, your servant, Amur Pi Aaron Avonav, that is said in the hands of Aaron and his sons, Kohanim Am Kedoshecha, the Kohanim, your holy people, Ka'amur, as it said. And then he says, the blessing, Yivrechach Hashem Yishmerecha, may Hashem bless you and guide you, Yar Hashem Pana V'lecha V'chuneka, may Hashem shine His face upon you and be gracious to you, Yis Hashem Pana V'lecha, may Hashem show His face to you, V'yasem B'cha Shalom, and give you peace. And he reads the next sentence too, V'samu Shmiel B'nei Yisrael B'nei Avarachem, place my name over the children of Israel and I will bless them. V'nam on and Amen. The people did not answer Amen. The Kesser Mishnah learned that it means for each individual blessing, they do not answer Amen in the way that they would for the Kohanim. Although he brings one interpretation that it's going on the last thing, V'samu Shmi, that they don't answer Amen on that. V'machavam Sim Shalom. Then he begins and says, Sim Shalom. Kohen who went and lifted his hands in blessing in one shul. And he went and he found another synagogue praying. They did not reach the blessings of the Kohanim. He lifts his hands up to them and blesses them. Even many times in the day. And a Kohen who did not lift up his feet from his place to go up to the platform, when the reader said the Ritzei prayer, he no longer goes up in that prayer. If he lifted his feet, started to go up, even though he didn't reach the platform till after the blessing of Avoda, till the blessing was completed, he goes up and says the blessing. Any Kohen that doesn't go up to the platform to say the blessing, even though he's nullifying one positive commandment, it's as if he would have violated three rather than one. It says, thus you should say to the children of Israel, say to them that they should put my name. So there are three expressions of a positive act. So shall you bless, say to them, and put my name. Any Kohen who doesn't bless doesn't become blessed. But any Kohen who does bless becomes blessed himself. As it says, I will bless those that bless you.